This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today we compress time. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. Consider this, says computer systems manager Richard Mattos. You're chopping vegetables in the kitchen, the pasta's heating in the microwave, the news is on TV, a load of washing is running in the garage, you're using the phone on your shoulder to arrange a meeting, you're getting so much done, far more than my hard-working and efficient parents ever managed to do at one time. It's no surprise that machines simplify tasks and let us work more efficiently, but the flip side is a surprise. Just ask, how much easier is your life? How much more leisure do you have? It turns out you do not have more leisure than your grandparents did. At first blush, this looks like one more Parkinson's Law situation. The work expands to fill the time. With vacuum cleaners, we now keep our rugs cleaner. With washing machines, we change clothes daily instead of weekly. But as technology moves from saving labor to speeding communication, something larger is going on. We aren't just filling time, we're compressing it as well. I recently wrote a book review. The same day, I sent it to the editor in word-processed form. Later that day, the edited version came back for approval. It wasn't just ready for typesetting. It was finished and typeset that same day. What would have taken months in 1990 was now finished in hours. This goes beyond mere efficiency. That task would have sat on my plate and slowed me from taking on new tasks. Now it's done, and I'm off to other things. As turnaround times shrink, our expectations rise and productivity accelerates. Labor saving is only part of the story. The other part is about labor compressing. Mattos says, look how decision-making is speeding. Yesterday we were content to wait 2 weeks for an answer to a letter. Today someone who doesn't answer email within the hour is an obstructionist. The speed of decision-making is changing the very character of productivity. One thing concluded, the next begins. It's not that productivity is illusory. The electronic media really do offer the potential for living fuller lives, but we haven't yet found a speed controller that'll let us do it. As we drive ourselves into a dither, it's worth remembering that new communications media bring vast changes into our lives. The invention of writing and the invention of printing took not years, not generations, but centuries to assimilate. 2,000 years ago, Plutarch told us to be ruled by time, the wisest counselor of all. But he said something else as well. Ease and speed in doing a thing do not give the work lasting solidity or exactness of beauty. And that comes back to haunt us. The question is not whether to enter this brave new world, for it is hardly a matter of choice, but we clearly have much to learn about how we should live in it. I'm John Leanhart at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.